KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.
Hey, San Diego. I'm Andrew Bracken, in for Jade Heinemann. One of the hosts of the popular public radio show Away With Words is out with a new book all about her love for language. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Public radio fans know a thing or two about language, especially those of us who listen to the weekly talk show Away With Words. Co-hosts Martha Barnett and Grant Barrett take calls about slang, dialects, and family expressions, celebrating the nuance of words and speech. The show airs on KPBS Sundays at 10 a.m. Well, now, Martha Barnett is out with a new book all about her love for linguistics. It's called Friends with Words, Adventures in Language Land. This Thursday, she'll sign copies at Warwick's Bookstore in La Jolla. And later this month, she'll be a featured author at the inaugural San Diego Book Festival. That's on August 23rd. Details on our website at kpbs.org. Midday Edition host Jade Heinemann sat down with Martha earlier this week. Here's that conversation.
Let's start with your show, Away With Words. Longtime fans will remember that it all got started right here at KPBS. What can you tell me about the early days of that program?
Yeah, the show has been going for a very long time. In fact, it started at KPBS in 1998. The original co-host, whom some people will remember, were Richard Lederer and Charles Harrington Elster. They were the founding hosts of the show. And then a few years later, Charlie left and I joined the show, having been writing books on word origins at my home in Kentucky. And then a couple of years later, Grant Barrett replaced Richard when Richard retired. So we've been going strong ever since. It's hard to believe it's been more than 20 years for me.
Wow. Well, I mean, you've co-hosted the show, like you say, for 20 years now. Are you ever worried you'll run out of things to talk about?
I'm so glad you asked that, because the truth is no, we never run out of things to talk about. We have, I mean, you know, public radio listeners are intellectually curious and they're vivacious and they always want to know the origins and history of different things, including words. And so we have listeners all over the world now who call us to ask about things like slang and word origins and regional dialects and all those kinds of things. And no, we're expecting to do this for quite a while yet.
That's so cool. So I have to ask, you know, for a show all about words, it's pretty funny that you and your co-host Grant Barrett actually have such similar names. Does that ever create confusion for you?
Not for Grant and me. We are both here based in San Diego. Both of us live in City Heights, but that's about as far as it goes. Some people call him Graham when they write in, or some people call me Marcia, but all the questions go to the same place.
It's okay. I'm Jada to so many people instead of just
Jade. Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned this, because one of the things that I talk about in the book is a really interesting call that we got once from a guy named Todd. And he said, so many people call me Scott, like even if I'm at a party with a name tag on my chest, people will say, nice to meet you, Scott. I've had doctors walk into the room with my chart and say, nice to meet you, Scott. And he was saying, what's going on? And that was a really fascinating question.
Yeah. You know, it's such a strange thing how we associate names like that and switch them around in our head.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls from Scotts and Todds who said, yes, this happens to me. What's going on?
Well, and speaking of calls, one thing that makes the show so unique is the pool of dedicated callers, so much so that you're actually married to one of them now. So tell me the story of how you met your wife, please.
Well, Yeah, I was lonely for a while, and I had tried all these dating apps and nothing really came of that. And so we had a caller to the show talk about the fact that he was looking for a word that was better than X, EX. He really had a good relationship with his former partner. And he said, isn't there a word that's less harsh? And I thought, well, you know, maybe I could put something out there on the airwaves kind of subtly. So I started talking about my ex, and I made sure to use the pronouns she and her, hoping that out there somebody, the right person, was listening. And sure enough, she was. And she showed up a few years later at Thorn Street Brewery here in San Diego, where we were doing a trivia night. And she came up to me and said, yeah, I came here to meet you. And I said, well, you know, everybody came here to meet me. But she said, I was actually on the show 6 years ago asking about the words nice and kind, because I think of myself as a kind person, but not necessarily nice. And at the time, I had thought this was a really boring conversation, I have to say, because I wanted to get into the etymologies of these words. And she and Grant, my co-host, were more interested in talking about other aspects of those words. And so I didn't think it was that interesting a conversation, but when I ran into this caller 6 years later at Thorn Street Brewery, I decided I was going to have to reassess. She put a piece of paper in my hand at the end of the night, and I thought, please don't be a check for our nonprofit that produces the show. Please don't be a check for our nonprofit. It was the one time that I didn't want a listener to put a check in my hand, and sure enough, I got out to my car and opened my hand at long last, and there was her name and phone number. And so 2 days later, we went out. 2 years later, we got married in Solana Beach.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Well, I know this story is included in your book, which I want to talk about. So it's called Friends with Words, Adventures in Language Land. How did you decide it was really time to go ahead and write this book?
You know, I think part of it is that we just keep having all these things to talk about. And I hadn't even really been tracking the fact that I've been doing this show for 20 years now. And I just, I felt like I had more to say that I didn't really have room for on the air, because although I do talk a lot about words and favorite words and how I got into this and things that word nerds would love, I also decided to put some memoir in there, because some of my favorite books about language also have some memoir in them. So I talk about a teacher who was life-changing for me. I talk about my parents who had a very interesting past. And I talk about meeting my wife through the show.
That's great. Well, speaking of, you know, the memoir aspect of this, you write all about the challenge of making a career out of what you love. Tell me about that experience.
Well, that was a challenge. We were on KPBS and in the recession of 2007, and there just wasn't enough money to continue producing the show. And so we formed a little nonprofit, our intrepid producer, Stephanie Levine, and Grant and I, and some supportive listeners. And we started producing the show ourselves, but we didn't even take a salary for the first 3 years. We were all doing other things to try to support that passion. So, you know, I mean, we were passionate. We were probably pigheaded and certainly naive, but the whole thing has been a labor of love. The feedback we get from listeners keeps us going.
Wow. What did you learn about yourself while writing this book?
About myself? You know, one of the interesting things that I had never thought about was the fact that I was raised in part by my father's sister, who came to Kentucky to help him raise his sons when he was widowed, and then later he married my mom. But she, like my dad, was born in a log cabin in Appalachia in North Carolina, and she had a very, very strong Western North Carolina accent that it hadn't really occurred to me until I was writing the book that that was really during my formative years. That was when I was learning language, you know, and I would hear my Aunt Mazo talk about, Lord, you ain't got brain one. If there was somebody that she didn't respect, or, you know, I ain't lost nothing over there. And I say this, I mean, some people might think that I'm doing a caricature of her, but I say this with great love, because when I hear an accent like that, I just luxuriate in it. It feels like home. You know, when you grow up in a particular community, the language that you speak at home, it's almost like a kind of music. And when you hear it again, it just feels so familiar and for me, so warming.
Wow. You know, it's so funny that you say that, because my grandparents would always tell people, you ain't got a pecan of sense. And for so much time, I spent wondering what measurement, what unit is a pecan exactly? But, you know, this is Arkansas talking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would think a peck, like a bushel in a peck, but a pecan?
A pecan, yes.
Pecan. Oh, Jay, this is really exciting. I just want to jump on my computer and see what I can find out. That's wonderful.
What does the longevity of the show really say about the value of public radio and its listeners, you think?
Well, I think it shows how intellectually curious public radio listeners are. They're also very, very generous. You know, sometimes we'll be stumped. Grant and I will be stumped. And we say, well, we're really lucky that we have a public radio listenership, because those listeners are really generous, and people have called us to educate us and share their stories about language. You know, everybody wants to step up and help. And they really value history, and, you know, when it comes to words, that means valuing etymology and learning about why things are the way they are. So I'm just so grateful that that we can help scratch that curiosity. I like to think of Away with Words as a place that respects your intellectual curiosity and is like all of public radio, a place for thoughtful civil conversation.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a million to choose from, but what are some of your favorite calls or stories you've heard while hosting the show?
Oh, man, where to begin? A favorite call. Well, the Scott and Todd one was fun. I'm trying to think of we had a woman named Mary Gordon who called us from I think it was Austin, Texas. And I should mention that you can find all of our past episodes at waywardradio.org. So if I'm getting this story wrong, you can go to our website and listen to hundreds of past episodes and find this conversation that we had with Mary Gordon, who wanted to know the plural of squash, because she had taken her elderly father to the doctor, and he always brought the doctor's vegetables just as a sweet gift, and he had put quite a few of these yellow gourds into his shirt and was passing them out to medical folks there at the doctor's office. And she said, was he passing out squashes or squash? I mean, just the tiniest question like that, you know, is it often or often? And it's both, I should say. But you know, sometimes the tiniest question from a listener, if they're a good storyteller, and we try to get that kind of listener on the show, if they're a good storyteller, or they're particularly lively and just colorful, they're going to get on the show. And as I said, it can be the most minor of points of language, but sometimes those conversations are just hilarious or heartwarming.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you'll be bringing your new book to Warwick's later this week, and you'll also be a featured author at the San Diego Book Festival later this month. What do you plan to share with readers?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to share my co-host at this at the San Diego at the KPBS San Diego Book Festival, because he and I will both be on the main stage there. So people should check out the website for the book festival and find out when exactly we're going to be there once the date gets closer. So I'm sharing Grant with readers, and well, what I want to share with readers in general. With the book is the joy of language and the power of words to connect us. You know, words don't have to divide us. They can be a point of connection, a bridge rather than a wall, because there's so much to be curious about when it comes to language and the dividends that it pays to have these conversations about where words come from or how we use this or that turn of phrase. I just find it so rewarding and enriching, because language didn't spring up by itself. You know, it's not arbitrary. Every word has a story. And Ralph Waldo Emerson once said that the etymologist finds the deadest word to have been once a brilliant picture. Language is fossil poetry. And so I guess most of all, I want to share the joy of language and all of that fossil poetry with folks.
That's great. Is that what keeps you hooked on language and words all these years later?
Yes, I think that there are all these connections between and among words that are hiding right there in plain sight. I like to tell people that when we investigate the origins of words, for example, we discover vestiges of the past. And if you know that the Latin word vestigium means footprint, then you hear that Latin word in both the word investigate and vestige. So there are all these connections all around us, hiding right there in plain sight. And to me, it's just delightful to see them. I mean, it's sort of like having x-ray vision, I think.
Well, I've been speaking with Martha Barnett. She's co-host of the weekly radio show Away with Words, which airs on KPBS Sundays at 10 a.m. She's also out with a new book, Friends with Words, Adventures in Language Land. She'll be a featured author at the San Diego Book Festival on August 23rd. Details are on our website, kpbs.org. Martha, congratulations to you. It's been such a pleasure, and thanks for joining us.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Jade.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Corolla. With classic styling, available 10.5-inch touchscreen display, Toyota SafetySense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer for all Corolla options. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.